Let the filings begin.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's not a surprise, certainly. We expected this, or at least contemplated it for months. General Motors was hemorrhaging money, and the government stepped in to help. Today, a GM dealership out of New York has begun the process of bankruptcy filings expected throughout the day. GM itself will file at the top of the hour. Earlier this hour on CNBC, Ron Gettelfinger, the president of the UAW, the United Auto Workers Union, says it's in everyone's interest that there be a vibrant American auto industry.
We need to be building products in this country. We need to be manufacturing. It's one of the reasons we got ourselves with the economic woes that we have right now, is that we don't have an industrial policy here. We continue to run a huge trade deficit. I just think it's ludicrous.
The UAW's Ron Gettelfinger on the GM bankruptcy. Let's talk with reporter Tamara Keith covering this story for Marketplace this morning. She's joining us live from Washington. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
So how's this all going to work?
Well, the idea is that GM heads into bankruptcy, this gigantic company with a lot of debt and this general operating model that was designed for a different time, a time when we were buying a lot more cars and a lot more GM cars. What will emerge, hopefully, is a good GM, a leaner company, fewer factories, fewer dealerships, fewer employees. And the hope is that this company will have a better chance of competing in this new economic reality. In the meantime, GM will continue to pay its employees and its suppliers and honor vehicle warranties.
And the government's going to help do that, right?
Of course. The Treasury is going to inject another $30 billion into GM to see it through the bankruptcy. It had already gotten $20 billion, so it's a lot of money we're investing, which might explain why the U.S. government will hold 60% of GM when it all emerges, and we can start calling it Government Motors a little more accurately. The Treasury will be involved in selecting the new board of directors, but the administration insists it will stay out of day-to-day operations.
And they're hoping for a fast emergence from bankruptcy, correct?
That's correct. Just like yesterday, a judge in New York approved the sale of Chrysler to Fiat. That bankruptcy lasted about 30 days, which is lightning fast in bankruptcy terms. GM's a little more complicated, and so it's going to take a little longer. The administration is saying it hopes the new good GM will emerge in 60 to 90 days.
All right. Tamara Keith joining us from Washington. Tamara, thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to hear from President Obama on GM just before noon Eastern time today. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, by the way, already talked a little bit about GM today in China. He says the takeover is one that shouldn't take too long from Shanghai. Marketplace's Scott Tong has that.
Geithner told a crowd at Peking University the U.S. government is just a temporary caretaker for General Motors. He said he expects GM to emerge quickly from bankruptcy, stronger, and eventually move on without government assistance.
Our objective is to make sure we're limiting our involvement to the minimum necessary and that we get out of those involvement as quickly as we can.
Since that involvement means the government putting another $30 billion into GM, the upshot is more borrowing and a bigger and shakier budget deficit, which doesn't sit well with China. It's invested $1 trillion in U.S. bonds and wants assurances they're secure. In Beijing today, Geithner said Chinese financial assets in the U.S. are very safe. At which point, some members of the audience reportedly laughed. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
European shares are up 1.5% to 4% right now. German shares higher by more than 3%. Asian markets closed higher today, up to 4% in some cases. And on Friday, here in the States, on Wall Street, S&P shares rose 1.3%, NASDAQ the same. The Dow gained about 96 points to close at 8,500. Right now, futures for Wall Street are pointed higher. Looks like investors are trying to follow what's happening overseas right now after some positive manufacturing surveys out of Europe and Asia today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com.
The Wall Street Journal reports Ford sees this GM and Chrysler bankruptcy option as an opportunity. It plans to ramp up production by 10% in the third quarter. That would be in stark contrast to the other automakers' plans of shutting down plants during that time while they get all their affairs in order. Of course, those affairs involve the United States government. And Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joins us this morning to talk about its role in all of this and the only U.S. carmaker not to seek Uncle Sam's help. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So if I'm fellow American carmaker Ford and I see, you know, crosstown rivals Chrysler and GM getting all this government help, what am I thinking?
For Ford, Ford made a decision years ago to hack everything it owned and borrowed a lot of money and is using what's left of that borrowed money to ride this out. And they're afraid, and rightly so, that they're competing with companies, we'll say the new GM, whatever that is, and the new Chrysler, that have had most of their debts wiped away, that have been financed by the government, that don't have many of the obligations that Ford has. And, you know, if I were Ford, I'd say this is unfair. On the other hand, Ford at least gets to do what it wants without having to listen to every idiot in Congress who babbles about green. So at least they get to run their own business, you know, which is a huge advantage.
Do you think the government will be true to its word that, hey, we're not in this for the long haul, we're just here to help?
Yeah, right. We're just here to help. Already you hear it in Washington. Well, the companies are going to do this. The companies are going to do that. They've taken taxpayer money. I mean, the minute the government tries to run a competitive entity like an auto company, life gets much more complicated. And I still think I'd rather be Ford trying to make my own way than be in better financial shape at GM or Chrysler, but have to deal with the government every 13 seconds.
All right. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Hope you can join us online at our website, marketplace.org. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, is there with a scratch pad inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.